I feel like that's our entire career in comedy. It's like very, you could see making it. Like it's not, like you know, people have done it. And it's like, right, you can, like you're across the street, but
right
you're
there.
Like across the street, like in a tent under a bridge and you're covered in piss. And you just, and you see like a mansion and your friend's like, yeah, I got this Comedy Central thing. And you're like, cool, I sent the email. But you're like, there's more piss coming your way. And every now and then someone will take you out and they'll like hose you down.
Oh yeah,
they'll bring
they'll
in,
buy you a hotel room
and they give
take
you
a
meal
shower.
And you go and you get you experience that, like you do like a fun club weekend. You're like, yeah. I'm out of the tent, I'm living in the mansion now. And then they're like, no, it's over. Yeah. Back to your tent. And then they take you and you're back to the, and you're like, no, but I was in the mansion once. And everyone's like,
no,
nah,
not
you're,
anymore.
Nah, you're back in the tent with the dogs, baby. And that's kind of, that's what stand-up is, dude. What, literally on Tuesday, you're like, I'm gonna be famous.
Yeah.
It's all working out.
Yeah.
Applause break, women of your life. And Saturday, cards decline, you hate yourself, someone boos you, spits in your face, every indignity in a week. And people are like, are you okay? People have the audacity to ask.
Or how's it going?
Hurtful trigger question these days. How's it going is fighting words for me.
I hate how's it going, especially when we're at an open mic. And it's clearly...
You know how we're going.
Poorly.
Yeah, I'm 25. Started when I was 17 years old. This is not what I had in mind.
Yeah, I'm drinking a PBR Tallboy at a bar that's not supposed to be open.
Yeah. I have a
waiting.
I have a notebook with a lot of question marks written on it.
Do you remember when I first moved here, we used to wait at the Comedy Bar from like 3 p.m.
I almost don't even want you to say this out loud to a podcast. Like it's like this is like admitting like a serious drug problem, or like I don't know if you want to say.
It was sick, dude.
It was like you'd wait there from like like 4 to 9. It was like 6 hours.
Yeah.
For like a 3-minute spot to ideally get on a show where people throw tomatoes at you. I mean, it was a pretty indignified, stupid thing. Like when people are like, oh, it's a waste of time to day drink. I'm like, it's a waste of time to stand up comedy for over half a decade. That's what a waste of time is.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a lot of, like I did stand up in front of my parents. I did stand up in front of my girlfriend's parents and in my hometown all in the span of like 2 months.
That's pretty.
It's a lot, dude. And now I'm like ready to throw all those. I'm like done with that 10. I want to be like a fucking smart comic. You know what I'm saying?
How could you do that though if you're not a smart person?
I don't know, dude.
It'd be weird if you're George Carlin on stage and then I come see you. You're hanging out in the cookout shirt, hitting a bong at 4 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like it has to match the rest of your life. And I hate to say it to you, Nick. I see you. And I see your jokes, and I go, yeah. No one's like, oh yeah, that's what that guy would probably talk about. It'd be kind of weird if you're on stage talking about like what it means to be human, and then you're at the bar hammered asking for rides to casino. You know what I mean? Like, the match.
I'm too fucked up to drive, but I gotta gamble.
Which is probably what that's like, your alma mater. That's like the phrase you've said 14 times.
That's kind of my vibe.
I mean, I get it too, dude. I mean, I get when you're in the middle of a crowd and you're saying the animal joke and you're like, well, I have more important things. I have other thoughts.
I think about things. I always
would love to joke about, because I'm like, you know, I'm not always, that's just a joke I say. It's not like what I think about.
Yeah. I don't know. I always chalked it up to like, oh, I'm a young comic. So like I talk about sex a lot and dating. And now it's like, I'm 27. I could talk about the war.
Well, yeah, I encourage you to talk about other things if you want to. I mean, yeah.
I don't know shit about the war, though. That's the thing. And then you try to learn about the war, and you're like, this isn't funny.
Yeah. Like, oh, so what about this neighborhood that just got demolished?
Yeah, this is horrible.
The only thing higher than these gas prices is the casualties in the eastern part of Ukraine. Am I right? Why is the UN not doing anything?
Yeah, and then I'll just end up making it a sex joke. Like, me trying to fuck my girlfriend is trying to, like, invade a sovereign country over here. Am I right, fellas?
Oh, my God. I do see you taking it that direction. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. It's like when you try to do anal, and they don't want you to. Like, that's definitely what... It's for sure entering it because there's not that many things you understand.
I wonder how much money I've spent. We were just talking off mic about how much money you spent on a date recently, but how much money I've spent to try get my girlfriend to do anal, dude. There's been vacations. I've planned weekends to be like, this is where we do anal.
If you had to put a price tag on it?
Like what I'd throw down to be like.
No, but how much do you think you've spent in those grand
Oh, how much do I think? Budgeting, probably close to $1,000.
Really?
And just
so
plans,
she's
bro.
The one who's been fucking you in the ass. She's really putting on the butt plug and putting you down.
Yeah, a lot of cash up there.
Yeah, dude. That is.
I don't know. I just, you know what I mean? We go to Wisconsin Dells. I go, Wisconsin Dells, time for anal. You know, we got a nice. It's something about hotel rooms. You,
I mean,
you
hotel room sex
sexuality.
Is about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about it. I'd live in a hotel. Prefer that.
Yeah,
prefer that.
I could see you. I could definitely
well,
see.
Well, everybody
can
see me because it's gonna happen. Everyone can see me just in a Motel 6, grabs a 6-pack every day, walks to the door. No one knows much about him, but when you talk to him, he seems friendly but tortured.
Be like, why would I pay rent when this place got free coffee? I could go down here whenever I want. And they got a cup of coffee for me. And you could just sit down there and you sip your black coffee and stare at a painting of one sailboat.
That's me up there. Just floating in the sea, never going anywhere.
Hey, Josh, can I get another waffle? Yeah. They always got it. I like the waffle iron.
Oh, I do love that shitty waffle iron, though. Am I going to sit there and lie? I mean, the hotel room we had in Iowa.
Oh, thing. God, dude. I think about Joystick every day. Dude.
You know, we got enough. Well, I don't care. Guys, we're booked there again in October. I haven't told
Are
you if
we?
You're free yet, but if you want to, it's not my phone. It's like the 20th or the 15th.
Yeah.
You want to do the same thing?
Yeah, 100%.
We're just doing the same thing.
That's heaven on earth, dude. Yeah. Iowa City. God bless.
God, yeah. $3 drinks. It's literally irresponsible not to get blacked out. You can get straight smacked for $20. I mean, it's straight beautiful.
Beautiful. They've got a great casino. The hotel room, they got a nice hotel.
I mean, we stayed in a nice hotel, and me and Nick disrespected the hotel.
Oh, God.
We woke up with an innocent plan to relax as two men do. We were like, we're going to take a Xanax and then go into a hot tub.
Yes.
That was such
we were so excited.
I literally was like a kid on Christmas morning. I'm like, this is a great idea.
So pumped.
And then for some reason, our time down, I remember it because it was such a mysterious moment. I took it. And then went and had breakfast. And you took it, did something else. But when I came up with the elevator to like leave the breakfast room, the door opened, and I feel like at the same time it hit for both of us because the door opened and it was just both of us looking at each other, just dumb, just dumb. Both of us like eyes barely open, looking at each other, and we're like, the hot tub. And then there was no hot tub. There was just a cold whatever hotel pool that was. Really not that good. And then a bunch of teenagers came. We felt weird. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah, a bunch of kids showed up. Well, this is what happened. There was the pool, right? And we walked in the pool, and we were both kind of like, I don't know, whatever. And then you're like, well, fuck it. I'm going to get in. So you like take off your shirt, you get in. And I was like, I'm going to try to, you know, set a mood, you know?
You played some like strange classical music.
I was playing Enya. Which is like this, like, you know, very vocal, like, ooh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
nice. I enjoy
it. No,
Enya.
It was a good addition.
Yeah, it's like spa music. And then these kids show up, and I was like, ah, I got to immediately pause the music, get out of the pool, get the fuck out of there. They win. They had more.
No, we immediately. It's so
Hotel
funny.
Pools, whoever has more, they win.
It was so funny how like our self-esteem still damaged our high school. I'm like, just don't bully me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want any trouble, man. Just be my friend.
And I don't feel
grown. I'm a grown
anymore.
Man. We're like headlining a club down the street. And we're still like, oh, I don't. Don't make fun of me. And I'm like, what will it take for me to have a self-esteem? Do I have to cure cancer?
It's
Christ.
The shirt off, dude. I don't feel good with my
no,
shirt off anymore.
That's my goal for the summer and really the rest of my life. I would really like this a few things before I die. But number one goal is to be able to take my shirt off and not feel the need to apologize.
Yeah.
Because I feel like me taking the shirt off right now, everyone's like, aw. You know what I mean? Like it bums the room.
Well, to be honest, your body kind of looks like mine. It looks like one of those like sad dogs.
It's a sad. Well, because it's like I've managed to make the rest of my body look fine, but the shirt is still. That's the truth. The shirt, the stomach's who I really am, and the stomach's a little sad. It just looks like a rotten pear, dude. And it's not good.
I know. I've developed that too.
Well,
just
that's
like
just, it's the thing you're holding. It's the fucking beer. So it's just it goes somewhere, and it's just all these sad. reminders.
It's not just beer. It's a lot, but it's the buffalo chicken calzones.
Yeah, it's
dude. Have you ever had a buffalo chicken calzone?
No.
Holy fuck! Sarpino's buffalo chicken calzone. That thing.
See, that'll ruin.
Talk about Xanax. You don't need Xanax, dude. You eat a jumbo one of those, dude. You're done. It's over. Good night.
That might happen later.
I promise you, you'll love it.
I know I will like it. You don't have to sell me on shitty food. I big fan. Big fan since day one.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything for today?
Just any pot, anything whatsoever.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, there's something kind of funny. So, I think my dad recently has kind of gotten it together a little bit more. At least it seems like it. He's like trying to offer money for stuff, but he doesn't know
how to
be like a dad at all. So he just does very bizarre things.
Okay.
Like today, I got a text that just said, "Do you want an airplane ticket?" It is like so many questions. I'm like, we travel. I'm like, yeah, but to where?
He talks like he's trying to scam you.
Yeah, do you want to be? Literally, it sounds like a Nigerian. Press 2 for free airline. And I'm like, to where? When? Is this a vacation with you? Or is this some Looney Tunes trip to Disney World? Or are you just going to be like, and also, if you're just going to offer, just give me the money for the airline ticket.
Yeah.
You don't even need to offer me, here's a Southwest. No, just give me money then.
Right.
You don't have to. It's so weird, but it's like shit like that where you're like, he's like $32 for like a hotel. Like, he doesn't even know how to begin. So he's just sort of like, I don't know what he trapped. Does the airline ticket? Do I just get him a pilot? It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I was listening to that one episode, and you told the story of how he went to Africa with no luggage.
Yeah.
And no plan. So I think he just assumes that, you just.
Yeah, you
want to
do that. Yeah.
You want an airplane ticket?
Yeah,
you
just go.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you get a knock over the Bahamas? Which you totally. If I just like really wanted. If I was losing my mind. And I just like fully enabled him. I mean, there would be you could make like a documentary about.
Yeah, if you gave in one day, you should make a documentary.
All I need is like a credit card with like a $13,000 to $20,000 limit, ideally, and just be like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
and it would just you'd just be in the Bahamas, no plan, not even Bahamas. That's fun. You'd be probably
it can't be fun.
No, it'd be like Vietnam or something. No plans.
12 days of sun.
Yeah, no plans. He's like wandering. He's like, what do you mean? And he'd like make it my fault. He's like. Well, what do you mean you need a hotel? Like, he would gaslight me into thinking I'm weird for being, terrified in Cambodia with no plans. Like, that's what my dad would do.
No, we play the dice game to see if we can stay at their local bar.
Just join, be one with the people. Like, he would just say, so just shit like that. Or just be shit like that. Or he'll, try to call me at, 11 o'clock. And I'm like, what do you? This is going to be a catch-up call at
11 p.m.
Just like an emotional booty call or something, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you up? And I'm like, no! Call it!
I'm glad my parents go to sleep at 10 p.m. every night, but they're up at 5 a.m. My dad's up at 5 a.m. watching horse racing.
Jesus.
So like...
Every day?
But we never call each other, so... Thus the stagnation in the pod and the yawning on the pod, you know? That's the thing about this podcast. I'm like, do you have any dad stories? And I'm like, I haven't talked to my dad since fucking Christmas.
Well, it's a problem when you have a problematic relationship with her. Once we say all the childhood stories, we're like, oh, I don't need new stories because I do try to barely talk to him.
Yeah, the only time we text is when the soccer team is playing, and we'll just text back like, team sucks, and he goes, yup. That's literally it, dude. I go, such and such a player. That guy sucks. He goes,
at least you
awful.
Have that. It's just every now and then he just hits me up. It's literally like an ex hitting you up, and you're just kind of like,
oh God.
You just try to be pulled. You're like, fuck. I really wish this person wasn't in my life anymore. And you just try to be polite, like, always value the times we had together. But you're really like, fuck, I should have filed for that restraining order. You know what I mean?
That's just
the dad's the crazy ex who's just trying to always get back together. I was so happy that, weird thing to say, but I was like happy I got a concussion. Because it gave me, I did get a concussion. I don't know. Did I say that on the pod already? That's, the most concussion statement. Thing.
Yeah, you did. But the last episode isn't going on YouTube because the audio was ass. I got hit up multiple times on the DMs about the
audio.
Ooh,
really?
Ass.
People were harassed? It was that bad?
It was that bad. And I knew it wasn't great.
Why would
you
even put it out then?
Well, because it was still listenable, I thought. But people usually listen to podcasts on car speakers, and that's totally different from headphones.
Totally,
so if you gotta have good shit, which we can only do with two mics. But that's inside baseball, you know.
Well, wait, we let people in.
Yeah.
We let people in.
Oh, they're all in. Dude, they can walk anywhere they want on
set. It's like on relationships where it's like, just like, hey, if you like me, this is it.
All of
Take
it,
the whole
dude.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's all, unlock. Here's your key.
Hit me, stick that up my butt.
Whatever
hole,
you
want to
do.
Thing.
But yeah, it was kind of nice because I got to use that. Because he was like, he was like talking to my brother. He's like, yeah, I want to come out to one of your shows. And I'm like, no, you can't. Because that's going to be the end. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
That's going to be literally the end of. Me doing stuff. Either
I can't
you freak
wait
out,
for that day to happen. Dude.
There is. It's kind of like it feels like Judgment Day. Like it is going
to
be like.
I want you to be successful for multiple reasons. Some are selfish, but some are. I want it to be like sold out theater, dude. And he just stands up and goes, "What the fuck is this? You're gonna talk shit about me?"
Yeah, like literally. There's something about like monetizing. Like you know how big of a W that would be to like monetize.
God.
Some your trauma to the point where like you're in a sold out theater being like fuck that guy.
Yeah,
and you're just like oh yeah I know I won
pants,
so
dude.
Hard.
That's
dude.
A pants creamer.
Yeah,
to get him and be like get that motherfucker out.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Like, security drag your dad. Oh yeah. My god, I just want to get successful enough to have security drag some people out.
Yeah,
just I don't even care if it's out of a Buffalo Wild Wings that I'm performing for Groupons exclusively. That's all
true.
I want.
All I really want is security.
All I want is just one security guy. Like ah.
Yeah,
that would
be
just fucking beautiful, dude.
I know. I'd want to do that with just fucking people who aren't laughing hard enough. Like, dude with his arms crossed, get the fuck out of here.
Bro, there was this lady the other day at this fucking bro show I was doing. She was so hammered. And she just kept, like, murmuring. And I was, like, riffing. I was just like, that grandma's had too much Percocet. It's like when you're at Thanksgiving dinner. She's like, the light chicken was stolen. And then her head falls in the mashed potatoes, you know, joking around. But then she just fucking kept murmuring. And I was like, someone... Put her down or get her out or put a pillow. Like,
yeah.
Because it's not even a heckle you could do anything with. It's literally just like, that's just a drunk person being like,
no,
that
it's the
guy's
worst.
Talking. And
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Someone
yeah.
please stop. Yeah.
Because yeah, you can't do anything. She's just fucking too hammered to handle interaction whatsoever, just making noises. And it's hard. People underestimate how hard it is to like talk into a microphone in front of a group of people when someone's just going like rap, 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 rap.
It literally takes everything into you to just ignore that and be like, well, let me focus on that. Because they hear it too.
Yeah.
Everyone hears the brap, brap, brap. And you're kind of like, oh, do I just ignore the brap, brap? You know what I mean?
It's like talking to somebody with like a giant facial disfigurement, you know, and you're trying not to mention it. You're like, all right, I just got to stay
like,
normal.
Yeah.
Not mention it. Don't look at it. If you make eye contact, she's going to murmur louder.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's kind of exactly what it is.
It's so hard. Okay. So I was trying to think of stories like when you joined a gang. Because I was in several weird like little groups, friend groups, right? And there was one was my soccer team. And all these kids were kind of wild because everyone's like – from different schools, so I don't know. It's just like a different thing when you're a kid.
Yeah.
So I'm on this soccer team, and it's like this fancy ass soccer team. Because I was good, but I was very small, so like I would just get shoved off
the
ball.
What are they? What's the? I feel like I remember the name of the fancy soccer team when I was growing up. It's like the traveling one.
Yes. Yeah. I was on a travel soccer team or whatever. So we were in a hotel. Traveling, we were like in Missouri or something, and we were all like, I think it was like the most fun I've ever had in my like as a kid. It wasn't playing soccer, but it was like traveling, going in a hotel with like 12 other like 14-year-old boys, and we just like got up to mischief, you know. And
I'm glad that you're saying this is a fun excitement in your voice, because otherwise, like, my best memories are me and 12 other 14-year-old boys, and we just got into. And you just stare off blankly and you just leave for a second and I hear soft crying in the bathroom.
Well,
you know?
It gets a little, I mean, it definitely got a little weird. There was, like this core group of like, they were like the cool guys. They scored all the goals, you know, and they were like, we're the captains. And we say like, if you want to be in our captain squad, you got to run like around the floor of the floor of the hotel. You got to be 100% naked.
I've heard of stuff like that though, right?
Right. Okay. But, a little bit of an issue when it's like 9 p.m. on a Friday night.
Very possible to get caught.
Because we think it's like late.
It's not late at all.
It's not late at all.
No, it's pretty responsible.
There's just
pretty
naked 14-year-old boys running around.
Jesus.
Dude, like the second
you feel
kid,
like there'd be like a just an Epstein signal. Like there's like planes crying in, helicopters.
Dude,
like
this sounds like some like an Epstein like wet dream, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. There's just free 14-year-old boys just running around. You don't even need to just go to some fucking hotel in Minnesota.
It's like priest smut.
Yeah.
So they had like a security guy called and he got up there and it became like this whole big deal where the third kid that went, the security guy like grabbed him by like the stomach.
Oh, I thought you said by the dick.
No. Wow. I mean, it's all in our heads, but like imagine you're a security guy and you're like,
you can't
fucking
be
naked
yeah.
kids rubbing that. What are you going to do? What do you do?
You turn off your walkie-talkie, you sip you sip your coffee mixed with Jack Daniels and you go in the
light up a cigarette.
You go outside, you smoke several, you stare off in the distance, you look at a photo of a woman who won't talk to you anymore and you try again.
Well, I guess I heard unemployment isn't that bad.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. You're just staring out there and like, Jamin, we got 14. You just turn it off and you text your nephew if he still has any pills left over from that surgery.
Yeah.
You get in your car, you just keep driving. You don't know where because it doesn't matter.
But luckily, I don't think I was going to do that because I had weird dick syndrome. I was like, I'm not about to. I also used to pack my, like shorts.
To make your dick bigger?
To make my dick look bigger.
Oh, so you're like deeply insecure about it.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
See, I got a working class dick. I don't even have like
collar.
Blue collar.
Definitely collar.
Does it? Yeah. Definitely got the collar. You know, he's not some big show off dick, but he's didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Humble. Takes his kids to school. Knows a lot about life. Knows wild lessons, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
But he's never been like school educated. Like, yeah, he can get the job done. You just wouldn't expect him to.
Your dick voted for Trump?
And Dick didn't vote for Trump, but he knew a lot of people that did. But he chose not to, respectfully.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but like, he lives in like a smaller town.
I ain't no
town.
Dummy, but I respect your right to be dumb.
Yeah, that's, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then your concussion story. All right, I got to tell a concussion story. Because I have, again, multiple. I think this contributed to my lack of focus at some point, but
yeah, it really fucks you up.
It does.
Your brain's slamming on the ground. I think people underestimate. They're always like, oh, you gotta, I'm like, dude, I was like just laid up for like a week. And it's way worse than like your legs, you know, because if you break both your legs, they give you some perks so you can watch some Netflix. It's like a Saturday, you know
yeah.
what I mean? You
get off.
Concussion, you literally, they tell you not to read, tell you not to look at screens, which the world's a screen.
This is, yes.
Everything is a screen. You can't, so you basically can't do anything. You feel like a patient in like the 1800s. You sit in a bed.
Yeah,
and
in
you
a wheelchair.
Stare off.
And, yeah, they just wheel you in front of a window and they go, observe the
yeah,
the world.
I would just listen to podcasts and then hope that I had passed out.
Oh, you had podcasts.
That was it.
So, okay, my first concussion was in sixth grade. We were playing dodgeball and there was a notorious bully. I hated him. His name was Xavier.
He's always a Xavier.
And he fucking, his big thing was like, he would just make up statistics about himself. He would be like, his big thing was like, I'm 5'10", I'm 180 pounds, so there's a 75% chance I make it to the NFL. And we'd all be like, Xavier, that's bullshit. And then he was a big slapper. He would just like fucking slap people.
I love how you say it now. It's like, this is a deeply insecure kid who's probably just you know, his dad like locked him in a closet. He's sitting there. He's like, Xavier, you're going to be in the NFL one day. You're 5'10", you're 150 pounds. It's going to happen. And then later he's at school. He's like, I'm going to be in the NFL. And you're like, no, you're not, Xavier. You're dumb. And he's like, no, not anymore. Boom. And, you know, you triggered him. He's going to believe in himself somewhere.
I know. We're all damaged people, but yeah. He sucked.
Oh, yeah. That so you're just getting sucks. Slapped in the face by some insecure kid.
He slapped everybody and he sucked. Anyway, we're playing dodgeball. And that's like the... As like a, I was a small, scrawny kid. Dodgeball is the level playing field. Like I get to legally under school. Like there's a grown up right
ball,
there.
Yeah.
I can throw a ball at you and like hurt you. So he's like running up to. He wasn't very like coordinated. So he like ran
and
up
got
to the halfway
by,
line.
By a guy who wasn't coordinated. Who's like a loser.
He was big though. He was a big kid.
Yeah.
I was tiny. I was like that just shrimpy, angry kid. I was that fucking like angry short kid who was never gonna get laid and yelled about it.
Well, I was just that tall, short kid. I was just that tall kid that never got laid and was going to yell about it. So,
Xavier runs up to me. I beam him. I throw one like right in his face. His glasses fly off. And he gets super pissed off. I feel like a badass. So I like turn around to like face my friends to be like, "Hey, like fucking fuck Xavier, right?" And I'm like walking away slowly. And all of a sudden, I can't see. Like, I just hear, like, I, like, come to. I'm on the floor. And my friend Justin is over me, like, what the heck, Xavier? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then, like, I see the gym teacher. Like, he comes into vision. And then I black out again.
Oh, this is a really bad concussion.
Yeah, dude.
Anytime you lose consciousness, that's like really, really bad.
I got fucked up.
So what did he just come up and punch you so hard you blacked out?
What he ended up doing was he ran up behind me and he was trying to hit me with the ball without throwing it, just like hitting me with the ball in the back of the head. But he hit me with his wrist. So he hit that like soft spot, like right.
Oh my.
And I just fucking.
But he hit you so hard.
Dude, I was done. I was blacked
that's
out.
That's almost more embarrassing than
it's like bar fight, like, yeah. Knocked out.
Yeah. Oh my God. In like fourth grade?
Sixth grade.
Damn.
Nurse's office. I remember the
nurse. I took a little bit of bullying, but I wasn't getting knocked out on the playground. That's pretty brutal.
Out. The nurse was like,
no wonder you're like, fuck it. Like, I was trying to be like, oh, let's feel sorry for him. You're like, let's not. He literally fucking.
He sucked.
Took 30 brain
cells. And I didn't even press charges because I didn't know what happened. They were like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. And nobody was like, the only one who was upset was my friend who saw it happen. But I remember going back home and my mom being like, you can't play video games. Like you said, you can't play video games. You can't read. You can't go on the computer. So I remember just laying in bed and I masturbated for like 48 hours straight. Like I masturbated
sick.
18 times,
basically,
dude.
Like a fucking sixth grader who you give unlimited free time. I mean, that's
all I could do. That's literally it. I reverted to caveman.
Yeah, dude, your room was just repainted. Surprised it didn't look like Spider-Man when he first discovered his powers.
No, it looked like I had a bad cold. It was just fucking tissue clumps everywhere.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, your parents should have like vacated the house.
Well, they were like, he's had a rough day. Let him go to town on his own.
Let him beat something. He can actually defeat. Beat something he stands a chance of fighting.
And now it kind of makes sense why I get turned on when I get knocked unconscious. There we go. That's like I could tell that was genuine too.
No, it was a genuine. Hey, genuine because I'm on these apps and when people are like, "What's your interest?" Like, I like going outside or kayaking. I really would love to just put getting choked and hammered.
That's such a mullet answer, dude. That's so funny. Yeah, Bumble. That's the sound I want my throat to make when you got your hands around me. Yeah, well, you can definitely find it. I don't think Bumble's the app.
You don't need to. I'm okay. You don't need to reassure me that I'll. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You'll find
someone. I like instead of like a wife or something, like, you'll find someone that chokes you, Kenyon.
Well, go to the Lincoln Lodge, everybody.
Go to the Lincoln Lodge 5 nights a week. We're going to record the Patreon after this, which you should jump on.
Take a shot.
We'll take 18. Jump on. Right away, it's amazing. Got good content in there all the time. I'm check out both of our Instagrams and social media respectively for all of our live.